Hi folks, this is Bart from BartB.ie, back again for part 16 of my Introduction to the Terminal series here on the Typical Mac User Podcast. So, last time, episode 15, we'd started having a look at some basic troubleshooting steps we'd go through, and we'd basically established the steps that I would go through to make sure that the local area network was working fine, figuring out whether or not you have an IP address, figuring out what the IP address of your router is, figuring out whether or not you can ping your router. And at that stage, we'd sort of determined that our local area network was working fine. So if you're still having internet connectivity problems, you need to look a little further out. And the way you look a little further out is to keep pinging stuff. Of course, the question is, what do you ping? So step one that you're trying to figure out is, can I reach my ISP? So to do that, you would log into your router, and you would simply read off what the router sees as your default host within your your default route, which will be an IP address somewhere within your ISP. So you open your router, read that off, and then type ping space and whatever that IP address is, and away it'll go. If that returns, then you know that your traffic is getting the entire way through your ISP before it's running into trouble. So the last step is to ping something somewhere out in the internet that's not within your home network, not within your ISP's network, but out in the internet as a whole. And if that works, then you know that actually there's nothing actually wrong with your connection. Now, to do that, you will need to know an IP address to ping. I happen to own my own web server, so I happen to know my own web server's IP address, and I would use that IP address for my testing. But if you don't have your own server, you may not know an IP address out on the internet, and in actual fact, it might be a good idea to take note of one to use for troubleshooting, should you ever need to. So I'm going to give you an IP address out on the public internet. It's the IP address of typicalmacuser.com. We're all typical Mac users. It seems like a perfectly sensible IP address to use. Don't worry. I'm not giving out some sort of horrible secret information that has somehow compromised Victor in some way. This is public information. In fact, I'm going to give you the command to find the information yourself a little later in this segment. Every single time your web server visits typicalmacuser.com, it actually has to figure out what typicalmacuser.com's IP address is. So IP addresses for web servers are in no way whatsoever private information. They're completely public by necessity, because if they weren't public, well, the web server wouldn't actually be accessible at all, and it'd be a pretty poor web server. Okay, so Victor's IP address is, 68.178.254.63. So your final bit of pinging test would be ping space 68.178.254.63. If that returns, you can conclude that there is no actual problem with the internet connection that you're trying to debug. So if there's something not working, it's got to be something else. It's not actually the connection, it's something else that's stopping your normal operations from, well, normally operating. The most likely candidate for that is something called DNS. The whole way through this topic, our whole discussion really on the internet, we've been talking about IP addresses this and IP addresses that, and one IP address talking to another IP address, and that is genuinely how the internet works. It's always one IP address talking to another IP address. But we humans don't work off IP addresses. I had to look up what the IP address was of typicalmacuser.com because it's not something memorable. It's certainly not something I'm going to remember. And certainly, if we visit hundreds of web pages a day, we don't remember hundreds of IP addresses. So what actually happens is there's something called the Domain Name Service, or DNS, and its sole function in life is to translate from names that are memorable, like typicalmacuser.com or bartb.ie, into the IP addresses of the servers that actually provide those web pages. If there's a problem with DNS, then you're basically the internet is going to feel broken because you're not really going to be able to do anything, even if it is actually fully functioning at a sort of an IP level, you actually have a connection. So how do you test for this? Well, the simple way is to use the command host. And the command host simply creates a DNS lookup for whatever you put after it. So in this case, host space typicalmacuser.com. And that will show you where I got the fact that Victor's IP address is 68.178.254.63. You can do it for any domain name. So host space bartb.ie will show you the IP address of my web server. So if that works, then DNS isn't the problem. And if there's if your internet's still not working, there's something really quite strange going on because you can actually talk out the internet and you can look up names. So the chances are, before you've gotten to this stage in your debugging, you will have found a problem. Something will have not worked. And at that point, they call your ISP or whatever. So if DNS doesn't work, if that fails, then you need to check first in your router that DNS is configured correctly, the way that your ISP has told you to configure it. And if it is like that, it is correctly configured, then you simply have to call your ISP because their DNS server is probably dead. You may also consider not using your ISP's DNS server, because DNS servers can have security problems, and if DNS gets hijacked, you are at very grave risk. Someone controls your DNS, some bad guy, they can choose to send you wherever they like. So you type in www.nameofyourbank.com, and instead of actually going to the real web server that's run by your bank, if someone has hijacked your DNS server, they can send you to their server, where they can then present a page that looks just like your bank's page, only it isn't your bank's page. And if you're perhaps not paying attention and you don't notice that the little lock icon hasn't come up because you haven't connected over HTTPS, you could inadvertently give your bank login details to some sort of bad guy. And basically, anyone who controls your DNS server can do what's called a man-in-the-middle attack and route all your traffic through them. They can then analyze it and then send you, perhaps if they're good about it, send you out onto the internet as normal so you don't notice that anything's gone wrong, but they've seen all of your traffic. So DNS is a real, you know, it's a point that is very important that it's secure. So if you don't trust your ISP, or if you don't think your ISP are the kind of people who take security very seriously, you might consider using OpenDNS rather than your ISP's DNS server. George Starcher has done a fantastic series on OpenDNS right here on the Typical Mac User podcast. So if you're interested in that, I'd very strongly suggest you have a look at George's screencast. I think there were three of them. Very good detail. They're quite a while ago now, but do a little search on the site and I'm sure you'll find them. Now, host is the simplest of the DNS commands, and I'm going to dedicate the entire next episode to DNS. But for now, I'm going to leave DNS behind, and I'm just going to take a brief detour into a command which does have uses if you're a network admin, but probably doesn't have many uses for a home user. However, it's cool and interesting. And cool and interesting is always a good thing, in my opinion. This command is closely related to ping, but it does something a lot cooler than simply bounce a single packet off your target and see if it comes back. It actually tells you every single router it passes through between you and your target, and how many milliseconds it took to get to that point. So it does a number of things. First off, it lets you just see all the routers. A lot of routers on the internet are named after the city they're in, so you can actually watch your traffic sort of bounce around the world to get to your destination, which is kind of cool and fun. It also shows you how many milliseconds for each hop, so you can sort of look through it and say, very quick, ooh, that's a long one, and you may find that it's crossed the entire Pacific Ocean or something, which would explain why it was long, or maybe that hop is somewhat congested or whatever, but it'll be just interesting perhaps to see where the delays are in an internet connection. This does come with a slight sort of caveat. Not all routers actually return the type of packets that are used for traceroute, and that's called IGMP packets, if you care about such things. So if a router doesn't return IGMP packets, then traceroute can't actually display that hop, and so you end up with three stars in a line. A lot of hosting companies don't return IGMP, so you may actually end up in a dead end just before you'd actually arrived at your target, and you may end up with just line after line of stars. At that stage, just hit Control-C and exit out. You're not going to get any more. You know, the owner of that network has decided not to allow you see in. But the public internet, the main routers that make the internet go, they return IGMP packets. I'm pretty sure they have to. Otherwise, no one could really diagnose things. So anyway, without further ado, how would we go about this? Well, the command is traceroute, all one word, traceroute. If you're on Windows, there's a very similar command. It's called traceort. So just traceort instead of the full traceroute, but it works the same. So I'm just going to do it to my web server. So traceroute space bartb.ie. And I'm in Ireland, my web server is in Canada, and to get to Canada, it actually takes 15 hops. And I get to see, first I get to see it go to my home router, then I get to see it go to my ISP's IP addresses, then I get to see it go to London, then it goes to New York, then it goes to Montreal, and at that point it enters into the data center where my web server is hosted. And all in all, 15 hops and 128 milliseconds. It's across the Atlantic in 128 milliseconds. That's not actually bad going when you think about it. But you probably didn't realize just how many routers there are on the internet. I mean, 15 routers between my desk and my web server. You can do it for other things. You might try traceroute typicalmacuser.com. Now, unfortunately, typical Mac user, Victor's hosting provider doesn't return IGMP packets, so you don't get the whole way to Victor, but you get to 20-odd hops before it runs out. You can traceroute google.com, for instance. That gives me 16 hops. Anyway, you can have lots of fun with this. It's of great use to network admins, probably of limited use to home users, but I thought it was cool, so I figured I'd mention it anyway. So I'm going to leave it here for now. Next time we're going to look in detail at DNS, a little bit of theory, but then I'm going to give you some of the more detailed DNS commands, and you may be surprised by quite how much detail you can get out of DNS if you use the right commands. So until next time, happy computing!